some drush. I have a galdig sefer called Art Safain. It's like a Pacha Yisak sefer. It's very, it's very.
Art Safon.
Safon, you're right. Safon, you're correct. You're correct.
Mm-hmm.
Scheinberg. Oriel. Oriel, not Ariel. I thought it would be Ariel. It's Oriel. Oriel Tzvi Ben Harav Menachem Scheinberg.
Scheinberg.
Tavshin Ayin Dalit. Okay, so it's not that long ago, 3 years ago. It's a very, very deep sefer, and I've tried to extract some things which I can appreciate. I can't even scratch the surface of what of all the different deep things trying to say. But let's just very quickly a few short deals that I found to be interesting. First of all, one thing I like very much is the lulav. The lulav corresponds to the spine, the shedra. Lulav is bigmatria chayim, life. It corresponds to the shedra. The difference between the living and the dead is vertical versus horizontal. Right? We all know that. Baruch Hashem, the living is vertical. Human beings are vertical. Animal is the only thing in the world, is it the only creature in the world that stands vertical? I think it is, right? Are there other creatures? They're bent over.
Gorillas.
But I think the human being is the only one that stands vertical. Stands vertical. And that is what keeps a person standing straight? The spine. The spine, and that is what the lulav is. Lulav, how many times do we shake the lulav during the nanuim? Each set. How many times do we shake it? We shake it 18 times. Right? We shake it in 6 directions. 3 times in each direction. All 4 sides up and down. 6 times 3 is 18. Why 18 times? Why? Chazal, what's 18 times? Chai. You shake the lulav 18 times because the lulav... It's the order.
Yeah,
they just changed the order, but everyone shakes 18 times.
3 times each in each direction.
No. Yamin or Yisrael?
Gesundheit.
In Ashkenaz, they shake the lulav.
Mm-hmm. No. I don't mean that. I mean when you do shake. You shake in 6 directions. Each time you shake, it's 3. So every time you're shaking a set, you're doing it 18 times. Why are you shaking the lulav 18 times? Because 18 is chai. And the lulav represents life. The gematria of lulav is chayim. And the lulav represents the person's spine. And as long as the person, Baruch Hashem, is standing vertical, he's alive. Chaman al-Islan, when it's not vertical, it's not a good sign. So this is a very interesting thing, why the lulav, why it's a reason why we do it 18 times. Okay, let me, did I write it down? Or like, give me 1 second, I have my notes. What do I do with my notes? 1 second, where did I put my notes? This is not it. Okay, here it is. Okay. Okay, now let me tell you a drush. Okay, this is not really what it says, okay, but this is a very, I find this is a drush. It's rooted in things that I saw, but it's not exactly what it says over here. I was thinking on the Yamim Noirahim, in the beginning of Atok Kadosh. After we say Atok Kadoshim Kadosh Kadoshim Chol Yom Yehandu Chasela, before we say Baruch Atah Hashem HaMelech HaKadosh, we go into a whole long addition into the Nusach HaTzvilah. And the first thing we read is Uvechein Tein.
Before
HaMelech HaKadosh, we have the 4 Uvecheins, at least in Nusach Ashkenaz, and the first paragraph is Pachat. Uvechein Tein Pachtecha Hashem Lokin HaKol Ma'asecha. Then it says, it sounds familiar? I hope so. You know, I'll tell you something amazing. I went to shul 2 days ago, and there must have been in shul 1,500 people, and they're there for 12 hours straight. And not even one time does someone's cell phone go off. Smartphone go off. The phone didn't ring even once. Isn't that amazing?
The header on break.
Not even once did I hear someone's smartphone go off. Amazing. Isn't that amazing? Okay. Any event, What we were saying, so we say over here, so we say four different expressions of pachas. Now, I saw in the sefer, I actually saw this in this new sefer, I was just glancing through it in the farm store, caught my attention, Rabbi Weinberger from Eish Torah is that his name, Rabbi Weinberger?
Eish Kodesh.
Eish Kodesh, Moshe Weinberger. Eish Kodesh in Lawrence. Big, big, massive shul, very chash v'rav. Woodmere. He's now also a mashkiach. They take him as the mashkiach in YU. He gives shmuzim, musar vadim in YU. Okay, Kalman's brother, Kalman Wachshel's brother, correct? Brother-in-law. They are five sisters. His father-in-law, Kalman Wachshel, is the biggest expert on nusach chatzila, on nusach, on cantorial nusach. He trained, yeah.
He
biggest expert in the world. He trained all of the Chazan, all his whole life. He's not a youngster. He's not a young man now. He doesn't daven. But he's the biggest mumcha that there is. He has trained just about every single major chaz we've ever heard of. He has had influence over their training. Okay, but Rabbi, so his son-in-law is Rabbi Weinberger. So he wrote there. I think he quotes it from Rav Soloveitchik. I'm not sure. A psychologist once said to Rav Soloveitchik, maybe another gadol, and he said, "Rabbi, I'm a psychologist. The whole day, all I do the whole day, people come to me, and I deal with phobias. There's a whole vocabulary, there's a whole encyclopedia of every possible phobia you can possibly have." Rabbi, how can Chazal put in the Nusach HaTfilah a Bakasha from the Ribbono Shel Olam V'chein U'V'chein Tein Pachtecha V'Moscha V'Yiroscha? I'm telling you, V'Yiruch Kol Hamasim. Rabbi, this is an illness. A person should be afraid. This
he wants to provide him with the Parnassah.
Okay, this is what I do the whole day. People come to me, they're afraid of... What? Oh, exactly. We told him. I deal with this the whole day. This is my whole parnasa. It's an illness. It's documented scientifically. That when people are afraid, there's a whole vocabulary of every possible phobia you can imagine, with every funny sound, everything you can attach it to. So, whoa, how can Chazal be pachad ema yira? What's going on over here? It doesn't make any sense. This is a sickness. So, Salvation said, pum pakert. A person is basically what he said. Well, I'm reading between the lines. He basically said, as a person is born into this world, and a person is a chelik me'elokamimah, his neshama is rooted in the Ribbono Shel Olam. When you come from the Ribbono Shel Olam, it's natural for you to be afraid. The problem is, people come into this world, they forget about the Ribbono Shel Olam, but the koyach of pachar of yira somehow has to find a landing spot, and instead it's channeled to all these mishigasim. You're afraid of heights, you're afraid of food, you're afraid of germs, you're afraid of, you become obsessive.
Speaking in public.
Speaking in public, you name it, afraid of getting married. you're afraid of women, you're afraid of who knows, you're afraid of all of these crazy things. It says, if a person would devote himself, all of these are signs that a person is lacking, or, yeah, obviously you have to finesse this to say, this, obviously there's illness also, but if a person would have the pachad, would channel his fear, the natural fear that every human being has towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, memela, that need would dissipate and everything else in this world will be easy as pie. Memela, pumfakert, Chazal, very clever, they realize people have this need to be afraid. Everyone has searching to be, there's a desire in the person's neshama to be afraid of something. And the goal is to channel that fear, that pachad, towards the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then when it's towards the Ribbono Shel Olam, and Mela, it has found its makam and there's no need to fear anything else. So Chazal is very, very clear in where the pachad should go. Now let's go further. What is it? It's very bizarre. There are really four expressions. V'chein ten pachtecha, al kol ma'asecha, v'yiru'ucha, shafiru kol ma'asecha, and the Ishtachavah is also an expression of fear. You bow down when you're afraid. Bowing down is also. And then what does it say? It's very bizarre. The Osu Kulam Aguda Achas Lasos Ritzon Chabalev of Sholem. My Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. what does achdus have to do with fear? So obviously, it's very interesting what Chazal have done. You know, we live in a world where, unfortunately, there's a lack of achdus. There are many different groups. Everyone has their own ideas, and it's very, very hard for us to come together. It's very, very hard. So we think, why? Because he's wrong, and he's wrong, and this. There's always a million excuses. The Chazal in this Nusach HaTil have taught us, it's all nonsense. The only reason why we don't come together is for one reason. Rak in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. If there's Yiras Shemayim, if Taka there is v'chein tein pachtecha, v'imoscha kol ma'asecha, v'yiru'ucha kol ha'masim, v'yishtachavu lefonecha, if we Taka Yiras Shemayim, we're all mature enough to recognize different strokes for different faults. Okay, we're all mature enough to realize not everyone is meant to be a satan chassid. Not everyone is going to be a litvak. Not everyone's going to be modern orthodox. You know, everyone is different. Geshem shepartzufeim enam shavos, kach deoisem enam shavos. You have to have a little respect. You have to have a little respect. And there's a time when there has to be achdus. If we can't come together, it's not because of politics, because of this, because of that. It's only one reason. Rak in Yiras Elokim b'makom hazeh. We're lacking in true. We make belief. We get dressed up. We go to shul. We do things. We fool ourselves. Are we really Yorei Shamayim? And it's explicit in the Nusach. That's what the Nusach says. There should be Pachad, Ema, Yira, and Meshtachava. And when you have the Pachad, Memela, the Asuchulam Aguda Achas Lasos Ritzon Chabalev of Sholem. What's the proof to this? The proof is the mitzvah of the Nanuim of the Dalad Minim. The Dalad Minim is Aguda Achas. Had the Lulav, certainly the Lulav and the Hadas and the Arovitz Mamish and the Eshrig, you're not supposed to hold the Eshrig over here and her like this. You're supposed to bring them together. That's the halacha. Don't make a mistake and go, oh, here's the Lulav here, here's the Eshrig. You never saw anyone do that. You're supposed to hold them together. Aguda achas. What do you do with it? You shake it. What are you shaking it for? What did it do to you? What did it do to you? Why are you shaking it? Where do you find the word shaking chumash? You find it in one place. Vayechrad Yitzchak charodo gedoilo ad me'od. He was terrified. Very powerful words. Vayechrad. The word vayechrad. Wow. Charodo gedoilo admo. What does the Targum say? Nanua. I don't remember the exact word. The Targum says the word nanua. Yitzchok shok. The Targum translates, but charodo, the translation is charodo, is where the pachar is so great, you shake. Sometimes when you're afraid.
Well, everybody becomes afraid.
There are four words there of charodo.
Vayechrad Yitzchak Charodo Gedoyla Ad Moed. Okay, whatever it is. But there's a Pach and the Targum is there. The Nela makes perfect sense. The Torah says take the four Minim, which represent four different types of Jews. There are some Jews that are Torah. There are some Jews that are Maisim Toivim. Some have both. Some have none. All different types of Jews. All different types of people. They're all Jews. They're all Shomer Shabbos. Okay?
Then they become Haredim.
What Haredim? All right. And what do you do? Bring them together. What's the glue? What is the glue that's going to make them the Osu Chulam Aguda Achas? What's the glue? How? Well, you take a piece, they take those little branches. What's the glue? The glue is uvechein tein pachtecha ve'imoscha ve'iru'ucha ve'hishtachava. If there's pachad, then ve'osu chulam aguda achas. The reason why you shake is because if the mitzvah arises to take all the different minim which represent the ganz klal yisrael's diversity and all of its complexity, and to bring it together, It's very hard. Look what goes on in this world. We all see how hard it is to come together for any even the most nourish thing. The glue is Yiras Shamayim. And the way you show Yiras Shamayim is, gotta shake. You shake it. And then what? You're not even finished. Then you do Hashanas. Where are you going to get Yiras Shamayim? Who's going to give you Yiras Shamayim? What, it just comes? The only way you get Yiras Shamayim is Yimasavev the Sefer Torah. The Bima. The Bima is the Shulchan which you lay in the Sefer Torah and you take the Sefer Torah there as well. They say it's the Mizbeach. That's one shot. But Bizman has said there is no Mizbeach. So the close Ein Lanu Shiur, that's what the Torah says. Ein Lanu Shiur Rak HaTorah HaZois. So we go to the Shulchan, the Makom where we read the Torah, and then we put the Torah there, and we Mesavev, the place that you're going to be able to draw Yiras Shamayim to shake in order to have the glut that should be Achdus, is from the Torah HaKadosh. So this is one mahalach and what we're trying to accomplish on Sukkot. We're trying to create Achdus, we're trying to create it with Yira, and the Yira only comes from the Sifrei Torah. Okay, let's go to another quick idea. Let's discuss this shame of Hoshana. We say Hoshana. What does it mean, Hoshana? What does that word mean? Help us. How is the word Hoshana different than the word Hoshiana? Hoshana v'Hoshiana. And then on Hoshana Rabbah, we say Hoshana, Hoshiana, and Hatzlichana. We say all three together. Hoshana, Hoshia, and Hatzlocha. What's the chilik between these three words? So here in this Sefer, he says something very, he says the word Hoshana comes from the word by Kayin, by Hevel, Vayisha Hashem el Hevel v'el minchasoy, v'el Kayin v'el minchasoy loy sho'ah. Rashi says, Pina, Hashem turned. You know, you ever see the videos, people going to the Lubavitch Rebbe for $1? So everyone is yearning, will the Lubavitch Rebbe, will he look at me? What do you want from the Lubavitch? What is he going to give? The most he'll give you is $1. Maybe he'll give you $2. He gave some people $2, $3. You want him to look at you. He doesn't know me from Adam. What does he know me? You want him to take an interest. Can you go to an Adam Chashav, Lahavil, Elif, Alfi Avdolis, if a big politician comes to town, the President of the United States is coming to town, everyone's online, he's going to walk by. You want him, you don't expect anything, but you want him, he should pick up his head, he should look at you. That makes you excited. He looked at me. He gave me a look. He took an interest in me. You wait online. What? You wait online. What we're mispalel for is just Hoshana Hashem. Just give us the hana that you're paying attention. We're not even asking you for anything. Just take an interest in us. Know what's going on. Show us the ha'oras panim. That's all you're asking for. Then, when you get to the end of Hoshanis, you say, Hoshana v'Hoshiyana. Now that we've reached the Madrega where Hashem, you take an interest in us, we have a little more chutzpah. We want something.
We need help.
Hoshiyah means the poyal. Give us something tangible. Hoshana, pay attention. But you can't ask a person, you got to butter the person up first. You just can't go, yes, give me $1 million. The person should take an interest in what you're doing. And then when he has an interest, now you know you need the money, okay, I'll help you out. And what's Hatzlacha? This goes back, Imam says this again, I told you I'm Soloveitchik. Hatzlacha means to break forth. The Makar is the Targum. The Targum is Vayivaka Atzei Oila. Vayivaka means to split open, to split, to break forth. Sometimes Hashem gives you the Yeshua. He puts in your hand, okay, I'm giving you, I can help you. But we need more. We need the Yeshua to penetrate. We need the Yeshua to sprout, to break forth, and to conquer. So there are three Madregas. There's Hoshana, turn to us, pay attention. Hoshiana, grant us, give us the money. Give us the goods. Hatzlichana means, just because we have all the tools and we have all the money and we have all the ingredients that we need to be successful. We need to break forth. We need that our hishtadlus and our efforts produce peros. So there are three critical madregos in what we're trying to accomplish in the Nusach HaTfilah, Hoshana, Hoshana, Hoshia, and Hatzlichana. Okay, one more thing. Let's talk about the name Anivaho. What in the world is that all about? Anivaho. Who is Ani? Who is Vaho? What is it all about? So the answer is, there are 72 shemos of Hashem's name. Now, where in the world, there are 72 names of Hashem that have... Oh, very good. So the Tachit says in the Mishnah Berurah, it says that Anivaho is Bigmatria Ono Hashem. Ono Hashem. So it's another way of saying Ono Hashem. Everything in Shoshan is way out mystical. There are three things. There are three. Kalir. The Kalir wrote, there are 18, by the way, there are 18 piyutim. They're really piyutim. 18 piyutim, sachakol, that we say on Hashanah with Hashanah Rabbah. On Shabbos, that's not from the Kalir. What we say on Shabbos, oim, ani. Whatever we say on Shabbos. There's nothing for Shabbos. That was by Rabbeinu Shmuel. That's not from the Kalir. If you look carefully, there are 18 different sections of Hashanahs, which refer to what we do during the 7 days, the 6 days, and on Hashanah Rabbah, all those extra piyutim, it's Sach HaKol 18 Chai, all from the Kalir. And they're all very mystical. Now, there are three things that most of us don't have any clue. Kinnus and Tisha B'Av, no clue. Slichus, no clue. And no one has any clue whatsoever of Hashanahs. What in the world are we doing? Hashanah Rabbah, Tala, and Munim.
What do you call it? The Yoitz Mesida.
The Yoitz Mesida. That I don't say. That we gave up on. That we gave up on. I don't even say that. Most of us don't even say that.
Because they're...
Those are far gone. Okay. So these are three things. Okay, whatever, but these are three things that we really are lacking in our understanding. And Hashanah is one of the three things. But Hashanah, there are 18 piyutim written by the Kalir. And we say over and over the words Aniva Ho Hoshiana. Where does those two shemus, what do those shemus refer to? So the answer is, this is something you probably know, but there are three pesukim in Parshas Bishalach. There are three pesukim in Parshas Bishalach. Each one of these pesukim have, by Kriyas Yamsuf, have 72 letters in the pesukim. Vayisa, okay, what was it? Vayisa, Vayova, Vayet. Those how the pesukim begin. Each one of these pesukim have 72 letters. And what you do is, you take the first letter of the first pasuk, you take the last letter of the second pasuk, and the first letter of the third pasuk, bang, you got Vaho. You got Vaho. Vav, the first letter is Vayisa. What's the second pasuk? That's another Vav. And what's the last word of that pasuk? Halayla. The last word is a Hey. So you take the last letter of the second pasuk, and the third pasuk begins Vayeta Vav, Vaho. The first, last, and first. The second shame is, you take the second letter, the second to last letter of the second pasuk, and the second letter of the third pasuk. Okay? And you follow this Seder, and then you're going to have 72 names of Hashem. Each one has three letters.
Ayin Beis.
Each one, the three psukim, each pasuk by itself is 72. Each pasuk has 72 letters, and you take the first, middle, end, and first, and you do this 70 times, you can have 72 different sets of three names, and each name has three letters. Number 37 is Ani. If you go through the calculation, the 37th letter of the first pasuk, and the 37th backwards next of the second pasuk, and the 37th letter of the third pasuk spells out Ani. So we say first Ani, then we say Vaho, and why dafka these two shemos? So there, I'll tell you two things that I found to be very fascinating. Number one is that we combine, it's very relevant for us because it combines Yirmiyah, we're not going to talk about it out of time now, but it combines Yirmiyah and Yechezkel. Yirmiyah and Yechezkel were contemporaries. But they lived in different parts of the world. Yirmiyah lived in Yerushalayim, and he witnessed firsthand the Churban Beis HaMikdash. Yechezkel, during the time of the Churban, was living in Bavel. These were the two Nevi'im at the time of the Churban. By the way, the Piyutim are all about Geula, yearning for Geula, Golos yearning for Geula. Mm-hmm. Who are the primary Nevi'im who got us through, who were present in the time of Churban? Yecheskel and Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah said, "Vehu asur ba'azakim." The Ribbono Shel Olam is tied up in chains. We tied him up. We, the illusion of Hashem, Hashem is Vehu. He Hashem, he's locked up. We did it to him. We have done so many averos that we prevented Kav Yochel Hashem from redeeming us. Yecheskel, Perek Alf, Ani B'soicha Goyla. Who is the Ani? Shulish Ol Mikro refers to Yecheskel, but refers to Hashem. Hashem says, I'm with you in Golas. So the essence of Yecheskel is captured in the word Ani. The essence of Yirmiyah's whole tafkid is captured. It's very deep. It's very powerful stuff here. This is like really, this is like drush on steroids. This is heavy stuff here. The essence of Yirmiyah is the word Vuhu. The essence of how he relates to the Shechina in Golas. The essence of Yecheskel is Ani. And this is the Mahus of Golas, the Churban. And we're coming here out of utter desperation to the Mevakesh and Ribbono Shel Olam, get us out of Golas. Mimela, we select Bedavka, these two Shemos from the 72 possible names, because these two Shemos are the ones that relate to Yirmiyah and Yecheskel. Ani Vaho Hoshiana. The koyach of Yirmiyah and Yecheskel, their combined power, they witnessed the Churban, they're the ones who gave over the Nevuah, they got us through the Golas, the Churban, they encourage us for the Geula. Ani Vaho Hoshiana. Isn't that amazing? Amazing stuff. What's this over here? Now, by the way, we say Vaho, you should be aware that in some shuls, by Eda HaMizrach, they say Vahu. And Ni Vahu, not Vaho, really fits better. Ani, because of Vahu, B'Shech HaGoylah. So the different shal of the Nikud, is it Vahu, Vaho, different opinions, whatever it is, but it's the same anyway, the same letters. Now, I'll tell you another verse from the Gra. I don't understand this, and you have to figure this out on your own. There's something I'm missing over here, but basically, you have to study this. It'll take you a long time to figure this out. We say on Shabbos, the Mizmar Kel Adon Al Kol HaMa'asim. So it says in the Zohar, there are 72 words in the Mizmar, Kel Adon Al Kol HaMa'asim. So I knew my fact checkers would never let me get away with this.
Yeah.
So I counted, and there's no 72 words. Sorry. There's more like 95. Dude. Like 95, I don't know.
Is
more.
Not all of them.
What?
Some you have to have the
kavanas
of the
angels
and some not.
Okay, so I looked it up online. I typed this in online. I found it from the OU, the NCSY, from all places. That's in the Kabbalah. So he brings down an Anuf Yosef who says, what in the world is this? So you're talking about 70. There's not 72 there. He explains, he has a whole... it means the nine middle sections. The first line is, Kel Adoyin Al Kol HaMasim Rech Mefi Kol Nishama. Period. How many words is that? How many words? That was 10. There are 10 words. That is a hakdama. And the last sentence has 12. Shas 12. That is a gemar. That's just packaging. Even though it starts with the alibi, that's packaging. The ikor meat of the mizmar kel odoin in the thinking of the zohar is starting with godloy. Godloy vituvoy moli olam. There are nine lines, and each one of those nine lines is exactly eight words for a total of 72. So the first line has 10. That's an introduction. The last has 12. That's a gemar. That's Kabbalah. Why they're there? Even though it's part of the alabes, the zohar is the ikar. The ikar is the middle. The middle. Nine lines, each one has eight words. Now, the Gra goes weiter, and the Gra says something that is off the charts, unbelievable. There are 72 words in the Ikar part, according to the Zohar. The Gra, you know, he was really into Kabbalah, even though the Gra was the biggest misnagid in the world. But the Gra was the Zohar is better than the Chassidim of the Zohars. And the Goyin's was shot to 72. There are 72 words in the Ikar Kel Adoyin corresponding to the 72 Shemois of what we just went through. Those three psukim, slice it, take the three psukim, and make the three. So it says when you make now what is the 37th? The third, and each word corresponds in order to one of the Shemos. Now, this is the part that I couldn't figure out, but one part, number 37, I told you, is Ani. Number 37 is Semechem. In the Nusach, check it out. Go from Godlo and count 37, it's Semechem. Vaho, I don't understand how it corresponds. The Gros says corresponds to the word. No, corresponds to lihios. Lihios. The word is lihios. You have to figure out his cheshbon, how he has that. Lihios. That means when you sing aniva ho, lihios, why did we select bedafka these two shemos from there are 72 shemos. Why did you select these two shemos? Well, the mechaber of the pizmain, kelodain, taught us the essence of each one of those words, of those shemos, with a word in kelodain. And the corresponding words to Aniva Ho are Lihiyois Semechim. And on Sukkot, what is the Yontif of Sukkot all about? V'hoyisa Ach Sameach. So the Mele, when you take the Hoshanis and you walk around the Shulchan, what is your Avoida? Aniva Ho Hoshiyana. Why do we select those two Shemos? To the Mevakesh Lihiyois Semechim. All problems, the whole teicha is only because. So, what is the avodah of the sukkis? We should be zoicha lihiyoy simecha, and we draw upon Hashem's name aniva hoy hoshina to be zoicha to a bracha of simcha. Good stuff. Okay. Have a good day.